Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
Tonight we're going to continue our series on the parables of Jesus.
En esta noche vamos a continuar nuestro estudio sobre las parábolas de Jesús.
And tonight we're going to look at three parables.
En esta noche vamos a estudiar tres parábolas.
The parable of the rich fool.
El parábola de el rico insensato.
The guests.
Los invitados.
And the lost coin.
Y la moneda perdida.
And so get your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12.
Por favor, abren sus Biblias al libro de Lucas capítulo 12.
And let's go ahead and open with the word of prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our Bible study this evening. We are grateful for what we have been learning in all of the parables. And I pray that, Lord, you would give us even greater insight this evening. We pray, Lord, for your touch, your blessing. We pray that you would give us ears that hear. In Jesus' name, thank you for all that you will do. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 12,
in Lucas 12,
verses 13 through 21,
versículos 13 a 21,
we have the first parable of the rich fool.
Leemos la parábola de el rico insensato.
And so I'm going to read it in English, and then we'll talk about it.
Él lo va a leer en inglés.
It says, someone in the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, man, who made me a judge and arbitrator over you? And he said to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And he told them a parable, and here is the parable. The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, what shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops? And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Again, this is the parable of the rich fool.
La parábola del rico insensato.
This parable really begins to point and deal with the subject of greed.
Esta parábola nos habla acerca de avaricia.
And in the context, we see in verses 13 through 15.
En el contexto, se halla en versículos 13 a 15.
Jesus is teaching the people.
Jesús está enseñando a la gente.
And there's a gentleman that approaches Jesus.
Y vino un hombre a...
Tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
Y él le dice a Jesús, dile a mi hermano que dividiría la herencia conmigo.
And so Jesus says to him, man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?
What verse is that?
14.
En versículo 14, Jesús contestó diciendo, hombre, ¿quién me ha puesto sobre vosotros como juez o partido, partidor?
This man wants Jesus to tell his brother to divide the inheritance.
Este hombre quería que Jesús le dijera a su hermano que dividía su herencia.
Now, this person that came to Jesus, I'm sure didn't expect Jesus' discernment.
Y este hombre quizás no esperaba que Jesús iba tener el juicio que tenía.
Jesus is able to discern the motives and the intents of the heart.
Jesús sabe muy bien el motivo de el corazón.
Being fully a man, he was seeing this by the Spirit.
Y siendo hombre, Jesús vio por medio del Espíritu.
And so the motive of this man's heart.
Y el motivo en el corazón de este hombre.
Was that he wanted more for himself.
Es de él quería más para él.
In other words, the motive was greed.
Entonces su motivo era la avaricia.
He wasn't necessarily concerned about unity with his brother.
Él no estaba preocupado de tener unidad con su hermano.
No, he wants something for himself.
No, él quería más para él mismo.
And so Jesus saw the motive of his heart.
Y Jesús vio el motivo de su corazón.
That he just really wanted this inheritance for himself.
Que él quería la herencia para él mismo.
And so verse 15 tells us the reason why Jesus told the parable.
Y versículo 15 nos dice por qué Jesús usó esta parábola.
It says in the English Standard, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness.
Dice, mirad, guardaos de todo avaricia, porque la vida del hombre no consiste en la abundancia.
In other versions, it would say, take care and be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
Nos dice que necesitamos guardarnos de y no tener avaricia o codicia.
And so he says, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
Dice, porque la vida del hombre no consiste en la abundancia de los bienes que posee.
And so Jesus illustrates this by telling the parable of the rich fool.
Entonces Jesús ilustró esto por medio de hablar la parábola del rico insensato.
And he's going to illustrate the importance of guarding against greed and covetousness in our lives.
Y nos dice la importancia de guardarnos en contra de tener avaricia en nuestra vida.
Greed is defined this way.
La avaricia se describe así.
It's an insatiable desire or lust for more and more.
Es un deseo insaciable por más y más.
Greed is all-consuming, so that all of life becomes focused on the accumulation of wealth or things.
Es todo consumo por lo que toda la vida se centra en la acumulación de riqueza.
There's really no room for anything else, not even God.
No hay lugar para otras cosas, ni siquiera para Dios.
That's why Jesus would even say in other parts of the scripture,
por eso Jesús dijo en otras porciones de la escritura,
that it's hard for a rich man to enter God's kingdom.
Que es tan difícil para una persona rica entrar en el reino de Dios.
And so Jesus illustrates the situation about greed in the next few verses.
Y en los siguientes versículos Jesús ilustró la de tener avaricia.
In verse 16, he tells the parable and says, the land of a rich man produced plentifully.
En versículo 16, Jesús dijo, la heredad de un hombre rico había producido mucho.
Think about how Jesus started the parable.
Piensa cómo Jesús empezó la parábola aquí.
He says it was the land of a rich man that produced plentifully.
Dice que era la heredad de un hombre rico que había producido mucho.
What's interesting about this is this man is already wealthy.
Es interesante porque este hombre ya está rico.
This isn't the parable of a poor man being blessed and now is going to save what he's earning, becoming rich.
No es parábola de un hombre pobre que ha ganado riqueza y ha sido bendecido.
No, this is a wealthy man. He's rich already.
No, esta parábola es de un hombre que ya es rico.
And what's interesting is his land is producing plentifully.
Y su lugar está produciendo mucho.
And so he questions within himself, what shall I do?
Y él pensaba dentro de sí, diciendo, ¿qué haré?
It's producing so plentifully, I don't know where to store my crops.
Porque no tengo donde guardar mis frutos.
And so there is an increase that's happening.
Había abundancia aquí.
This wealthy man is already rich.
Este hombre ya es rico.
And it's an interesting thing sometimes how the rich tend to get richer.
Y es interesante como los ricos ganan más riqueza.
And so he begins to think, what should I do with this abundance of produce?
Y empezó a preguntarse, ¿qué debo de hacer con esta abundancia de mis frutos?
And so verses 18 through 19.
Y versículos 18 y 19.
He answers his own question.
Él contestó su misma pregunta.
And he says, I will do this. I'll take barns, build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.
Y dijo, esto haré, derribaré mis graneros y los edificaré y más grandes, y allí guardaré todos mis frutos y mis bienes, y diré a mi alma, alma, muchos bienes tienes guardados para muchos años. Descansa, come, bebe y regocíjate.
What's interesting is that there's nothing wrong with increase.
Y es interesante porque no hay nada mal en tener abundancia.
Most of us want to increase wherever we are and what we have.
La mayoría de nosotros queremos aumentar y tener abundancia en los lugares que estamos.
And so in and of itself, there's nothing wrong with the fact that he's getting more.
Y no hay nada mal en la idea de que él iba a ganar más.
The issue here is greed.
Pero lo que era mal era es que él tenía avaricia o codicia.
Notice in verses 17 through 19 how many times the word I comes out in these verses.
En inglés, en versículos 16 a 19, la palabra yo se refiere mucho aquí.
Usually along with greed is selfishness.
Cuando alguien tiene avaricia, se piensa en él mismo.
We just think about I, me, and my.
En solamente yo, mí y los míos.
And it says in verse 17, now notice how many times I comes up. He says, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.
Dice, en inglés dice, ¿qué debo de hacer yo? Porque yo no tengo lugar. ¿Y qué voy a hacer yo con esto?
So he says, I will do this. I will tear down, and so on and so forth.
Yo haré esto. Yo edificaré esto. Yo, y yo, y yo.
This man is only thinking about himself.
Él solamente estaba pensando en él mismo.
And so he tears down his old barns, builds bigger and better.
Entonces, edificó más graneros más grandes.
You see, greed again is that desire and lust for more and more.
Porque otra vez, la avaricia es definida en querer más y más.
He's already wealthy.
Ya está rico este hombre.
And sadly, he's still only thinking about himself.
Pero tristemente, solamente estaba pensando en él mismo.
And so he says, when he has it all put away,
y cuando lo guardó todo, dice,
he says in verse 19, soul, you have ample goods, laid up for many years, relax, eat, drink, be merry.
Dice, alma, muchos bienes tienes guardados para muchos años. Descansa, come, bebe y regocíjate.
And what you see is this man's greedy character beginning to be clearly seen.
Y aquí vemos el carácter de este hombre rico queriendo más.
Instead of thinking, wow, I have more that I can serve God with or that I can help someone less fortunate than myself with,
en vez de pensar, oh, yo tengo mucho abundancia, puedo ayudar a alguien más o puedo servirle a Dios más con estas cosas.
Instead of being selfless, he's just thinking about just hoarding it all into himself.
En vez de querer dar más, él pensaba en guardarse más y tener más abundancia.
And he says within himself, relax, eat, drink, be merry.
Y por eso se dice a él mismo, descansa, come, bebe y regocíjate.
He's totally self-consumed.
Está solamente pensando en él mismo.
He's oblivious to the needs around him.
Ni se está alerto a las necesidades alrededor.
And so verse 20 says, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things that you've prepared, whose will they be?
Pero Dios le dijo, necio, esta noche vienen a perdirte tu alma, y lo que has guardado, ¿de quién será?
He has been so self-consumed.
Él solamente ha pensado en él mismo.
That he hasn't given out, he hasn't been a blessing to those around him.
Y no ha pensado en otros, ni ha sido bendición a otros.
He's living what they call a hedonistic lifestyle.
Y aquí leemos que él estaba viviendo un tipo de vida que se llama hedonismo.
What that means, hedonism.
La palabra hedonismo quiere decir...
It means the pursuit of pleasure and sensual self-indulgence.
La búsqueda de placer y autoindulgencia sensual.
You see, a fool, as the Lord called him.
Como Dios le llamó aquí necio o insensato.
He said, fool, this night your soul is required of you.
Le dijo, esta noche viene a perderte tu alma.
A fool hoards instead of being concerned for the neighbors, for their neighbors and for God.
Alguien que es insensato va a guardar por él mismo en vez de querer dar y ser de bendición a sus vecinos.
So he's taken the time to store for himself, to hoard it all into himself.
Y él ha tomado el tiempo para guardarse más a él mismo.
And it's at the moment that he thinks everything is perfect. He says, eat, drink, be merry.
Y al momento que él pensaba que todo estaba perfecto y se dijo a él mismo, come, bebe, descanse.
He says, this night your soul is required of you.
El mensaje vino a él de Dios. Esta noche vienen a perderte tu alma.
You see, if we're so self-concerned or consumed that we are just hoarding everything unto ourselves.
Si estamos preocupados solamente nosotros mismos y guardando solamente para nosotros.
And we don't pray, God, open my eyes to the needs around me.
Y no oramos, Señor, abre mis ojos a las necesidades alrededor.
Give me opportunity to express your love and your care to others.
Dame la oportunidad para enseñar tu amor a otros.
Help me to do and help me to give.
Ayúdame a hacer y ayúdame a dar.
You see, as we are selfless and we begin to give of how of what God has blessed us with.
Cuando nosotros queremos dar de lo que Dios nos ha dado.
It's then that we're storing treasures in heaven.
Es en ese momento que nosotros estamos guardando tesoros en el cielo.
You see, God has blessed all of us with many things.
Dios nos ha bendecido a cada uno de nosotros con muchas cosas.
With some with finances, others with gifts and talents, abilities.
Algunos financieramente, otros con talentos, con habilidades.
God wants us to bear fruit unto his name.
Y Dios quiere que tengamos fruta para su gloria, para su nombre.
And as we give of our time and of our talents or even of our money.
En dar de nuestro tiempo, de nuestro talento o de nuestro dinero.
To those that are in need.
A los que están en necesidad.
To those that can use the help.
A los que pueden usar la ayuda.
To those that are in the ministry or just to those that are less fortunate than we are.
A los que están en ministerio o quizás a personas que no tienen lo que nosotros tenemos.
As we give out of that God has blessed us with.
Mientras que nosotros demos de lo que Dios nos ha bendecido.
We are storing treasures in heaven that way.
Estamos ganando tesoro en el cielo.
You see, God doesn't want us to just hoard everything unto ourselves.
Dios no quiere solamente que guardamos en abundancia solamente para nosotros mismos.
Because he ultimately says, when you die, whose is all that you've gathered together, whose is it going to be?
Porque Jesús le preguntó, ¿y lo que has guardado, de quién será?
You see, in the parable, this man really doesn't have anywhere else to give it.
En esta parábola, el hombre no tiene ningún lugar para dar.
Let me clarify that. He really doesn't have anyone to leave it to.
Quiero clarificar lo que dije. Este hombre no tenía alguien para dejar su abundancia.
And so when he dies, it's just left without an heir.
Y no tenía un heredor para su abundancia.
And so Jesus says in verse 21, so is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Versículo 21 dice, así es el que hace para sí tesoro y no es rico para con Dios.
You see, ultimately, in the end, what's going to really count,
últimamente, lo que va a contar en el fin es,
it's not how much we have in the bank account or in our life savings.
No es cuánto tenemos en nuestro cuenta en el banco o que hemos guardado para nuestra vida.
It's going to be how rich we are towards God.
Sino va a ser cuán ricos somos a Dios, para con Dios.
Have we been storing our treasure in heaven?
¿Hemos estado guardando nuestro tesoro en el cielo?
Or are we being self-consumed and being selfish with what God has blessed us with?
¿O hemos sido con avaricia nosotros mismos guardando lo que Dios nos ha bendecido y no dándolo?
This was a rich fool.
Aquí era el hombre rico y insensato.
And remember, Jesus told this parable to illustrate the importance of being on guard against greed.
Y la razón que Jesús habló esta parábola era para que se guardaran en contra de la avaricia.
And as Jesus said, our lives do not consist in the abundance of our possessions.
Y como Jesús dijo en versículo 15, porque la vida del hombre no consiste en la abundancia que tenga a causa de sus posesiones.
We must remember that.
Necesitamos recordar esto.
Now, let me qualify all of this really fast.
Quiero clarificar algo también.
God is not telling us that we can't delight in things or want, you know, things to enjoy in our lives.
Dios no nos está diciendo que no podemos deleitarnos y tener cosas de bendiciones en nuestras vidas.
There's nothing wrong with desiring a better car than what we currently have.
No hay nada mal en desear quizás un carro más mejor de lo que tenemos.
Or fixing up our houses or things like this.
O construyendo y edificando nuestras casas o cosas así.
The Bible says if we delight in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our hearts.
La Biblia nos dice que debemos deleitarnos en el Señor y Él nos va a dar los deseos de nuestro corazón.
No, what He's warning against is the temptation to fall into the trap of greed.
Pero lo que Jesús quería era que nosotros entendiéramos que necesitamos guardarnos y no caer en avaricia.
That we don't fall into the trap of being self-consumed, so much so that we're blind to the needs of those around us.
De no caer en ese trapa de avaricia y estar ciegos y no mirar las necesidades alrededor.
We should pray, God.
Debemos de orar, Dios.
What should I do with what I have? My gifts, my talents, my money.
¿Qué debo de hacer yo con lo que yo tengo? Mis talentos, mis financieramente y mis habilidades.
I want to store treasures in heaven.
Yo quiero tener tesoros en el cielo.
And if you pray sincerely that way to God,
y si usted ore sinceramente de esa manera a Dios,
He will show you ways to give, whether it be your talents, your money, or what have you.
Él les puede enseñar y guiar cómo usar sus talentos, su dinero, habilidades y todo lo que quiere usar.
Lord, help us in this.
Señor, ayúdanos en esto.
Now let's look at our next parable, the parable of the guests.
Ahora vamos a estudiar la parábola de los invitados.
It's in Luke chapter 14.
En Lucas capítulo 14.
And it's in verses 7 through 11.
Versículos 7 a 11.
Now, I'm going to read it in English and then we'll talk about it.
Lo va a leer en inglés.
It says, now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, when you're invited by someone to a wedding feast, Do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person. And then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This parable is known as either the parable of the wedding feast or the parable of the guests.
Esta parábola está conocida como la parábola de los invitados.
Now, the context of this parable,
y el contexto de esta parábola,
or the reason why Jesus told the parable,
y la razón por qué Jesús compartió esta parábola,
is found in verse 7.
Se encuentra en versículo 7.
And he says, he told a parable to those that were invited to a wedding feast.
Que dijo esta parábola a los que estaban invitados.
And he noticed that those that were invited were choosing the places of honor. So they were trying to make this appearance that they were important people.
Él observando que ellos estaban escogiendo los primeros asientos a la mesa.
And there's something in the heart of man.
Hay algo en dentro del corazón del hombre
that desires to be recognized.
Que desea ser reconocido.
That we want to be in the highest place.
Que queremos estar en el lugar primero.
We want to look important. We want to look like we are very special.
Que queremos mirarnos importantes, especiales.
Maybe there's an element of being man pleasers a little bit in all of us.
Y dentro de nosotros quizás hay el deseo de traer placer a hombre.
But Jesus gives a lesson to those that are listening to him.
Pero Jesús habló una lección a los que estaban escuchando.
And he's teaching the importance of humility.
Y nos dice la importancia de ser humillados.
We should not be big-headed and think of ourselves more highly than we should.
No debemos de pensar más grande de nosotros que debemos.
Verse 11 kind of captures this.
Esto se encuentra en versículo 11.
He says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Cualquiera que se enaltece será humillado, y el que se humilla será enaltecido.
God wants us to be humble.
Dios quiere que seamos humillados.
And we need to realize that ultimately everything that we are is because of God.
Necesitamos reconocer que todo lo que somos simplemente es por quien es Dios en nosotros.
And so the parable illustrates the importance of taking the lowest place or staying humble.
Y la parábola nos enseña la importancia de ser humillado y tomar el lugar más bajo.
Verse 8 says, when you're invited by someone to a wedding feast or to a place of importance, he says, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him.
Versículo 8 dice, cuando seas convidado por alguien a unas bodas, no te sientes en el primer lugar, no sea que otros distinguidos que tú esté convidado por él.
And then he says, he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person, and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place.
Y viniendo el que te convidó a ti y a él te diga, dar lugar a este, y entonces tengas que ocupar avergonzado el último lugar.
And so he's saying again, go and search out the lowest place. Don't go to the place of honor at first.
Él estaba diciendo, busca el lugar más bajo, no el primer lugar.
And so he says in verse 10, but when you're invited, go and sit at the lowest place. This is speaking of humility.
Versículo 10, más bien cuando seas convidado, ve y siéntate en el último lugar.
In other words, when we think of ourselves too highly, we don't want to go to the low place.
Pero cuando nosotros pensamos mucho de nosotros, no queremos el último lugar.
Well, we think we're deserving of more, so we seek out the higher place.
Pensamos que debemos de tener más y buscamos el primer lugar.
But he's saying, no, be humble.
Pero él aquí dice, no, humíllese.
Go to the lowest place.
Busque el último lugar.
So he says, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit with you at the table.
Para que cuando venga el que te convidó te diga, amigo, sube más arriba. Entonces tendrás el reconocimiento de los que sienten contigo a la mesa.
Remember, the lesson is exactly verse 11.
Y el mensaje aquí está en versículo 11.
Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.
Cualquiera que se enaltece será humillado.
And he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Y el que se humilla será enaltecido.
Part of this parable.
En el primer parte de esta parábola.
He seeks out the place of honor.
Él buscó el lugar primero de honor.
But then has to step down to a lower place.
Pero tenía que bajarse al último lugar.
He's exalted himself, but now he's being humbled.
Él se exaltó a él mismo, pero fue avergonzado y humillado.
But in the second part of the parable.
Pero en el segundo parte de esta parábola.
And the point of the parable.
Y el punto del parábola.
He says, go to the lowest place first.
Dice, busca el lugar último primero.
And then the humble will be exalted.
Porque el humillado será exaltado.
And he says, friend, come to the higher place.
Y va a decir, amigo, venga conmigo al lugar más alto.
The closer to God that we become.
En lo más que nosotros nos acercamos a Dios.
The smaller we will get.
Lo más pequeño que nosotros vamos a hacernos.
We will not see ourselves as big giants or of great honor.
No vamos a vernos como cosas grandes de mucho honor.
No, it's even like the parables we talked last Thursday evening.
Es como la parábola que hablamos la semana pasada.
No, Lord, I'm an unprofitable servant.
No, Señor, yo soy tu sirviente.
Lord, I choose the low place.
Y yo escojo el lugar más bajo.
God delights in humility.
Dios se deleita en ver que nosotros nos humillamos.
And like I said, the closer to God that we are,
y como dije, en lo más que nos acercamos a Dios,
the more humble we will be.
Vamos a ser sinceramente humillados.
But this is a law, if you will.
Es una ley aquí.
That if the moment we begin to exalt ourselves,
el momento que nos exaltamos a nosotros mismos,
or we think of ourselves more highly than we should,
o pensamos de nosotros más que debemos,
it's at that point that we will be humiliated.
Es en ese momento que vamos a ser humillados.
Remember verse 11.
Recuerde aquí versículo 11.
Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.
Cualquiera que se enaltece será humillado.
But he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Y el que se humilla será enaltecido.
You see, we are Christians.
Somos cristianos.
And we must follow the Lord's teaching here.
Y debemos de seguir esta enseñanza de Jesús aquí.
In the world.
En el mundo.
It's totally different.
Es muy diferente.
They'll knock down everyone that gets in their way to get to that highest place.
Para ganar el primer lugar, hacen lo que necesitan hacer.
But they also will be humbled as they pursue this place of pride.
La verdad es que aún ellos van a ser humillados en seguir este lugar primero.
But we must take the lowest place.
Pero nosotros debemos de humillarnos y buscar el lugar más bajo.
And as we take that lowest place, it'll be God that will lift us up.
Y en hacer eso va a ser Dios quien nos va exaltar.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at our last parable this evening. The last parable is Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 11.
En Lucas 15 vamos a ver versículos 8 a 10.
Yeah, 8 through 10. I said it wrong. But the parable of the lost coin.
La parábola de la moneda perdida.
I'll read it verses 8 through 10.
Versículos 8 a 10.
And it says, "Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I have lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." This parable, the parable of the lost coin,
esta parábola de la moneda perdida,
is actually within a series of parables that Jesus is telling.
Es parte de un series que Jesús dijo.
And it's within this series of parables describing the importance of those being saved or the lost being found.
Y en el series Jesús decía la importancia cuando uno obtiene salvación.
In verses 1 through 2 of chapter 15, we see why Jesus is telling these parables.
En versículos 1 y 2 leemos por qué dijo esta parábola.
It says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.'"
Se acercaban a Jesús todos los publicanos y pecadores para oírlo, y los fariseos y los escribas murmuraban, diciendo, "Este recibe los pecadores y come con ellos."
These tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to Jesus.
Estos publicanos y pecadores se querían acercar a Jesús.
They're wanting to hear him. In other words, they're coming to him ultimately with the desire to be saved.
Querían escuchar de Jesús y últimamente querían tener salvación.
And so in verses 3 through 7, he tells them the parable of the lost sheep.
Versículos 3 a 7, Jesús compartió la parábola de la oveja perdida.
How he'll leave the 99 sheep to look for the one that is lost.
Como él deja los 99 para buscar al perdido.
And then he says there would be great rejoicing in heaven over the one lost sinner that would be saved.
Y dice que hay mucho gozo en el cielo sobre el que estaba perdido y obtenió, se encontró.
And so Jesus illustrates it again with this parable.
Y Jesús lo ilustró una vez más con esta parábola.
This woman has 10 silver coins.
La mujer tenía 10 monedas.
But she's lost one of them.
Pero perdió uno.
In a similar way, there's 100 sheep, lost one sheep.
De la misma manera, el pastor tenía 100 ovejas y perdió uno.
And here she has 10 coins, 10 silver coins, and she's lost one of them.
Pero aquí ella tenía 10 monedas y perdió uno.
And he describes the importance of searching for that coin.
Y describió la importancia de buscar la moneda.
How she lights a light, sweeps the house, and searches until she finds it.
Ella enciende la lámpara, barre la casa, y busca con diligencia hasta encontrarla.
In other words, it's very important to Jesus for the lost to be saved.
Es muy importante para Jesús que los perdidos, los almas perdidas, sean salvos.
God wants them to be saved.
Dios quiere salvarlos.
And so he illustrates how that once she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors to celebrate with her.
Y esta mujer, cuando lo encuentra, reúne a sus amigas y vecinas y les dice, gozáis conmigo porque he encontrado la moneda.
I found the coin that was lost.
Yo encontré la moneda que estaba perdida.
And so Jesus says in verse 10, "In the same way I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
Versículo 10 dice, "Así os digo que hay gozo delante de los ángeles de Dios por un pecador que se arrepiente."
There is great joy in heaven
hay
at
mucho,
the salvation of the lost.
Hay mucho gozo en el cielo sobre el pecador que se arrepiente.
It's important for us not to forget how important it is to reach out to the lost.
Es muy importante reconocer la importancia de buscar a los perdidos.
God loves our family members.
Dios ama a nuestra familia.
Our neighbors, our co-workers.
Nuestros vecinos, los colaboradores.
And God uses you and me to reach out to the lost.
Y Dios va a usar a usted y a mí para tocar a los perdidos.
But this parable of the lost coin.
Pero esta parábola de la moneda perdida,
along with the parable of the lost sheep,
junto con la parábola de la oveja perdida,
show the importance of the lost being saved.
Nos enseñan la importancia de cuando un pecador se arrepiente.
The next parable, and starting at verse 11,
la siguiente parábola empezando en versículo 11,
the parable of the prodigal son,
del hijo pródigo,
also describes the importance of the lost. However, this one is someone who has known the Lord, but repents and turns back to God.
También nos enseña la importancia de el hijo perdido, pero la diferencia era que el pródigo había conocido las cosas de Dios, pero se alejó y luego regresó.
And so the parables that we've studied this evening,
en las parábolas que estudiamos esta noche,
teach us many lessons.
Nos enseñan muchas lecciones.
First, we must beware of greed.
Primero, necesitamos guardarnos de la avaricia.
And we must store treasures in heaven.
Y tener nuestros tesoros en el cielo.
Secondly,
segundamente,
we need to stay humble.
Necesitamos mantenernos humillados.
And let's seek the lowest place.
Y sinceramente buscar el lugar más bajo.
Then God will exalt us.
Y dejar que Dios nos exalta.
But the third parable teaches us the importance of reaching out for the lost.
Y el tercer parábola nos habla de la importancia de cuando un pecador se arrepiente.
That there is great joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Que hay tanto gozo y alegría cuando un pecador se arrepiente.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, help us to be, Lord God, the people that we're supposed to be in your presence. I pray that you would help us, Lord, to be the kind of people that, Lord, are being careful and watching out for greed, and give us the ability to see the needs around us. Lord, you've blessed us with so much. Help us to know how, Lord God, to store treasure in heaven, Lord, as opposed to just hoarding everything to ourselves. Help us, Lord, to know how to be a blessing, whether it be to your church, to your kingdom, or to those that are around us. We pray that you'd help us to stay humble, to seek the lowest place, Lord. Not so that we would be exalted, but that we would be humble in your presence, for you delight in humility. And I do pray that you would help us, Lord, to have a refreshed and renewed burden for the lost. Help us to remember that there's great joy in heaven, Lord, over one sinner who repents. Give us that burden for the lost, we pray. And we thank you for all that we have learned. In Jesus' name, amen.